This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says that he might send illegal immigrants to so-called sanctuary cities, including in the home state of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, California. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Just this morning, White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Donald Trump showcased the announcement Friday, declaring that the race to start up these faster, more powerful networks is a competition that America must win.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It will make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it, a decade-long extension of an existing program. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing Friday's trading in positive territory. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir resigned Friday, one day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohammed Ahmed Ibn Auf, who was linked to the ethnic genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces. He said, "For this inspiring people and this great valiant army, our recommendation is that through meeting and communication, we might reach urgent solutions for our Sudan, which everyone is seeking." He announced the appointment of General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that Chinese and Russian investments bring corrosion and corruption to a nation's economy.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
In contrast, Pompeo said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting for control of that nation. The Pompeo is on a 3-day trip that takes him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia, all of which have seen increased Chinese investment in recent years. The UN Refugee Agency said 1,500 people are trapped in detention centers because of the Libyan conflict. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said in a statement Friday the risk to their lives is growing by the hour. They must be urgently brought to safety. Simply put, this is a matter of life or death. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
Health partners have verified 17 civilian casualties so far, with 7 fatalities, including 3 medical staff. At least 5 ambulances have been hit since the onset of the conflict.
Fighting continued Friday in the streets of Libya's capital, Tripoli. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he will give the United States until the end of the year to make what he called a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks. Kim warned of very bleak and dangerous consequences if Washington does not change its approach. The talks have been stalled since February's summit with President Donald Trump. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.